If you are just starting out, stick with the top six that I mentioned. I would say definitely stick with the top two. Start there. Once you have your foundation, which I consider at this point is a good solid 10K per month, then you start scaling and you start scaling what works. Scale those aspects. Any of the other ones, they're just not going to move the needle fast enough, and that's a fast road to burnout. Okay, let's cut through the noise today. If you have ever Googled how to make money as a life coach, or maybe scrolled through TikTok or Instagram, you've probably heard some guru tell you to throw together a Canva ebook and boom, you can now become a millionaire. But let's be real, that's not really how it works. If we haven't met before, my name is Liv. I am the co-founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School, and I have also built a real coaching business. So today I am breaking down the six most profitable income streams for life coaches or career coaches or business coaches or health coaches, just coaches, okay? And ones that can actually replace your 9-to-5 income and potentially scale you to 6 and 7 figures. I'm also going to tell you what to not waste your time on unless you are an influencer or you have a massive following or you have the funds to build a massive following really fast. Now, you don't only need funds to build a massive following. You need great content and all of that, but you absolutely don't need a huge following to grow a 6-figure coaching business. You do need the right offer though, and I'm going to go through exactly what the top six are that actually make you money and don't take ages or a ton of money to scale. Before you think, I don't want to be selling all the time. I don't want to make all of my life and social media all about selling. This isn't about selling. It's about building a business. As I say in every single video, the only way you have a business is if you solve a problem that people are willing to pay to have solved. This is about building a sustainable, aligned income so you can help people and get paid well for it. I'm even going to give you some real numbers so you can see exactly how this works. Let's get into it. Number one, if you've been here before, you already know this, one-on-one coaching. It is the most common and it is the quickest cash-in model. One-on-one coaching is where it's at. It is so straightforward. It is now a known offer in the coaching industry. So you're not trying to, you know, educate the industry on this new brand new thing. Do that eventually. But as you're building a foundation or a sustainable income, one-on-one coaching is where it's at. Average starting price for a coach who is getting certified or just certified is around $150 per session. Typically, coaches are meeting with their clients weekly. So you're talking on the low end about $600 per month per client if they're meeting with you weekly. Now, if you go and get your ICF credential, which of course we teach you in IGC Coaching School, the average international cost per hour session for coaches is a little over $250 an hour. So at that point, you're around the $1,000 per month mark. Once you have some experience and you have a proven effective system and you're really great at what you do, you can start obviously increasing your cost per session, increasing the cost of your packages. That is up to you. But on average, you are talking around $3,000 to $10,000 per package. How did we get that math? Typically, you want to be coaching minimum of 90 days or 3 months. Average is around 6 to 9 months per client. So obviously, this is easy to scale. Once you raise your rates, you get out of beginner rates. As you get your certification, your credential, your experience, you can easily charge more for your services. That is obvious. And let me just give you a very simple example. So if you are trying to hit that ever so popular 10K month, there's a few ways to do it. You have 10 clients paying you $1,000 per month. That would be for their 4 sessions, whatever exercises or activities or accountability you offer in between. Or perhaps you sell $2,000 coaching packages and your goal is to sell 5 of those per month. Maybe a $2,000 coaching package is 10 sessions that have to be used over the next 90 days. There are so many ways. If you are not sure how to price and package, be sure to download our more comprehensive workshop, How to Become a Coach. which is innerglowcircle.com/become a coach. You can also go to innerglowcircle.com/free. There are some amazing resources there to help you really get into the nitty gritty of business. But nonetheless, do a little bit of math and figure out exactly what it is. But one-on-one coaching is the most profitable, number one, hands down, way to actually get paid for your coaching skills. Let's get into number two. This is a little bit more money potentially and a little less time. And sometimes we like it. The goal here is scalability. We're talking about group coaching. Average price per person enrolling in a group program can be anywhere from $400 to thousands of dollars, depending on, again, typically your experience, your reputation, your ability to actually create change with your clients. The very first group coaching program that I launched cost each individual $400 a month. I had 12 individuals in that group. Do that math. 4 times 12, 4,800. So I was making $4,800 a month from this group coaching course. It ran for 6 months. Okay. That was within my first year. Maybe 12 to 16 months into my business. Still a super affordable rate for a client, $400 a month. That is very on the low end for a coaching investment. I have since paid well over $1,000 a month for group coaching programs. Absolutely. When it comes to pricing anything, any single one of these things that I'm talking about today, the real key is to make sure it's a price point that you are proud to say, proud to share, proud to talk about, and feel really, really good about selling. Because how is coaching sold typically? Over the phone. Over the phone. We talk about that all the time. So you could also have a 10-person group and maybe the whole group costs $1,500. So that could be 3 monthly payments of $500, 5 monthly payments of $300, or they pay in full, but one round of that is bringing you $15,000 in income. Not a huge reach, typically, because you're coaching all of them during one time. Like I said, more money, less time. Plus, there is so much, you got to be trained in how to group coach. It's a whole different dynamic, a beautiful, beautiful dynamic. But you have to know what you're doing and you have to know how to manage a group for it to be super valuable. But one of the value adds of being great at group coaching is that community piece and that ability to you not just being the only accountability partner with your clients, but building that into the community, everyone buying into one another's goals. Oh, when this is done right, watching the collective move forward. The most gratifying feeling. Money aside, that is one of the most gratifying feelings you can get as a coaching business owner is watching groups of people who are, you know, under your facilitation and under, you know, you're the host or you're the coach of the whole group, but watching them all lean on each other for support, accountability, and growth and celebration of one another's success. Gosh, I would do this for without the money. I swear. I love it so much. It's such a beautiful experience. Next thing, number three, big money here, big money, but you need a credential. Not even going to lie. It's going to be hard to get in the door without massive professional experience and an ICF credential. And that is corporate coaching or team coaching. This is more in the executive coaching realm. Businesses pay much, much more than individuals. I have a former graduate that I know just did about $90,000 with a major company on a 6-month contract. Huge, wonderful. You can definitely reach a lot more people, have a stronger influence, of course, have more clients depending on the model that you use. When it comes to corporate coaching, most of those types of contracts are worked out based on the amount of employees or individuals in that organization that you are going to be working with and the amount of hours. Average corporate rates around $300 to $1,000 per hour. So for example, a company may hire you for 4 team coaching sessions at $1,000 an hour. That's $4,000. They may hire you to do, you know, a 2-day in-person workshop. I've seen these sold for upwards of $40,000. Of course, like anything, you have to be very clear on what kind of organizations or corporations or companies you work with, what the value is for them, what they're going to take away, and how ultimately it's going to increase their bottom line by having you facilitating this corporate/team or executive coaching model within their organization. How to really get started here? You want to position yourself as a leadership or executive coach. That's where you're going to start. You can start with some one-on-one clients. You can start with a group coaching model. You want to be able to get results before you pitch a company. So that's why I put it at number three. Unless you have corporate coaching or executive coaching experience from your past professional experience, I would start with one-on-one or group, get some results, and then pitch that to a major organization, a bigger paying client.
Oh my God, Liv, people are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
Number four, workshops. These can be done virtually or in person. I like workshops because you are often able to reach a much larger audience. Typically, workshops are at a lower price point. And typically, workshops in a standard coaching model are often used as an entry point, as a kind of lower offer to get people in the door, to get them experiencing the results that you have to offer, and potentially upsell them to a group program or to a even an executive contract or to a one-on-one offer. Now, it doesn't have to be that way, but average price of a workshop is going to be around $50 for maybe a one-hour virtual workshop, up to $500, especially for multi-day workshop or an in-person workshop. It really depends on the value and also doing a little bit of market research to see what other people are charging for similar type of experiences. For example, say you want to work locally and your ideal clients are college graduates looking for their first job or trying to build confidence or trying to, you know, get their resume going, something like that. Maybe you are hanging up your flyers or taking out an ad in a local college and your goal is to enroll 20 people into this in-person two-hour workshop on a confidently rebuilt resume. You know, I make all these up on the spot. I was not prepared for that. But say you're charging $200 for this, then you would be making $4,000 in that one workshop. Personally, I would say the goal from there would be to sell individual coaching sessions or individual one-on-one coaching packages. That would be up to you. If you do this type of thing online, of course, you are able to reach way, way, way more people. If you're marketing it correctly, that 20-person workshop could become a $200 workshop, which 200-person workshop, which of course, 100x the revenue that you would make. And you can see how this is also a very, very scalable model that makes you money. So the last thing I want to say about workshops, especially if you record them and do them online, is you can repurpose them. You can repurpose them to use in, kind of foreshadowing here, a course or membership, or you can use them as an opt-in or a lower cost downsell potentially for people who are not ready or cannot make the investment in something at a larger ticket price. So workshops can be great. They also, like anything else, have to be marketed and have to be marketed well in order to get the attendance where you need it to be to make it worth your time. But if you also have been building your one-on-one practice for a while and you have great client results and potentially, I mean, even an excellent closer or an excellent salesperson is only closing, if they're lucky, 50% of their clients. So you still have all these other people who maybe couldn't make the investment in your one-on-one or in your group who you could easily say, hey, I have this lower cost option for you. And that's also where number five comes in, which are online courses. This is potential for passive income, but it's not overnight. Unless, of course, like I prefaced this entire video with, unless you have a really big following or a very large budget for ads, both of which I hope you do and I hope you're getting there. But if you are just starting out and don't have much of a following and don't have the funds to pump into any type of advertising, I would table this one until I have filled my one-on-one practice to the point where I was making $10,000 a month and therefore had some money to reinvest in growth. But online courses are number five. These are best if you are a bit more established, if you have really made yourself a micro celebrity or a celebrity in this certain niche and this certain problem that you solve, and that you have built an audience that is ready to take that step with you, who is ready to purchase from you because they know, like, and trust you. And you have become known as, if I need help with a new fitness routine, I am automatically typing your name into the search bar on any social media because I know I'm going to come there. I know that if I want career advice, I'm going here. I know that if I want business advice or social media marketing advice or scaling advice or offer suite advice, you know who to go to. So you have to become known as that person if you really want your course to sell. Maybe your course is $500. $500, we actually have one of those, early enrichment. It's $500. It's a 6-week self-paced course. If you sell 100 courses of those, you're going to make $50,000. Think about that. 100 courses a month, that is about 25 per week. Doing the math, you have to make sure you have the leads and the volume for that. You could also obviously sell 10 of them a week. And obviously, it's going to change the return a little bit, but you can see how this is scaled. Business is really math. Get out your calculator or get out your, be like me, and get out your pen and paper and run some numbers for yourself and figure out what makes the most sense for you based on what you have so far. And the last one, number six, in the top six ways that coaches are monetizing their certification, monetizing their coaching skills, is through public speaking. This is really for the coach who wants a little bit of spotlight. They want to get their message out there. They see themselves speaking on a stage. Speaking fees range anywhere from literally free, obviously paid, we'd say around $500 to $10,000 per event, depending on expertise. Obviously, famous speakers are making millions, but you have to start somewhere. So say your goal, I'm going to use this from, I am not a big public speaker myself, but we have had many students who have landed public speaking gigs, which of course then help them to do other things like sell courses or fill group programs or, you know, other smaller ticket sales. But we have had one person, she got a quarterly speaking gig. She was paid $5,000 plus travel for each event, making $20,000 in extra revenue that year. But the real value for her, which we talk about her in one of in our Become a Coach workshop, was that she was now exposed to thousands of potential new clients a year, which from her speaking, she was able to build her email list and ultimately connect with the perfect one-on-one clients for herself. So maybe not the easiest one to start with. Again, it depends on your experience. It depends on your network and your connections, but it is absolutely a lucrative income stream for coaches, especially coaches who want to, you know, be speaking at scale, getting their message across far and wide. You do not have to be in that mindset to be a successful coach, but again, absolutely an option. It's also great for just building your credibility, networking. And the last thing I'll say is you can create a lot of content from speaking, a lot of great social media clips and reels and posts and all of that can be gathered from your speaking experience. So if you're like thinking long-term, how do I start getting into that now? Start speaking on social media. Start going live, start sharing, start practicing. Even if you only have a few people, maybe that's a good thing because you can't embarrass yourself that much if there's only three or four people watching, right? So those are our top ones. We have one-on-one coaching. We have group coaching. We have corporate or team coaching. We have, go back up, workshops, virtual or in-person, online courses. And of course, like we just talked about, public speaking. I want to touch really quickly before we wrap up on what won't make you rich, though, unless you, like I said, have a large audience or a huge ad budget. Low-cost memberships. They can be a great community builder, but they're hard to it's hard to make real money when something's like less than $100 per month, and especially at the beginning, is taking you a lot of time to create. But if you're creating worksheets and little video trainings and all of that anyway, start compiling it as you go so that as you grow your business, you have all of these assets to then put into a membership for your community. Okay. Digital products is another one. This one kills me. I see these ads all the time. Like the only thing you need to become a millionaire is Canva. And maybe a million followers. Like Not to say you can't sell a few ebooks or journals or templates or workbooks. All of that stuff is great. My suggestion, make it for your one-on-one clients or for your group program first. And once you get the results of that, once you have people utilizing it and you have great reviews, then put it into an official digital product that someone can purchase. I would not put all my eggs in a digital product basket unless I have thousands and thousands, if not millions, of followers and buyers, or thousands and thousands of dollars to pump into ads. Like I said, if you are making products because you are one-on-one coaching and your clients need them, or because you are coming up with a course or a group program, beautiful. Extract them eventually and publish them as digital products. We have done this successfully and it has taken years to do so. Wouldn't put that as the first step I take in my coaching business. Absolutely not. And the other one, affiliate marketing or selling other people's products. The payouts are typically pretty low unless you have huge traffic. So I know we see a lot of influencers pushing their Amazon links, pushing any type of affiliate links. These are fun. They may be something you want to build into your weekly routine anyway, because a little money is some money. Like, I at least can pay one bill for my Amazon affiliate commission. But if I wasn't selling other things like courses and one-on-one coaching, that would not be enough. Okay. Last one. Don't do this until you have a bigger following. Don't expect to get your podcast monetized. This takes years unless you have sponsors. And in order to have sponsors, you have to have a good viewership or listenership or followers. Again, it's something to grow towards. But if you are just starting out, stick with the top six that I mentioned. I would say definitely stick with the top two. Start there. Once you have your foundation, which I consider at this point is a good solid 10K per month, then you start scaling, and you start scaling what works. What problem have you been helping people solve effectively? What do you have reviews, testimonials, feedback about that has been going really well for you? And scale those aspects. Any of the other ones, they're just not going to move the needle fast enough. And that's a fast road to burnout. So now you know the six income streams that actually work for coaches. And if you're serious about making real money as a coach without wasting your time on what doesn't work, your next step is absolutely to take our Become a Coach workshop, innerglowcircle.com/become a coach, and figure out what the right next step for you is. Coaching is a beautiful career with a ton of longevity if you set yourself up for success properly from the beginning. Until then, I'll catch you on the next episode, where we're going to be breaking down even bigger myths about coaching success. And let me tell you, some of them are wild. Talk to you then.